Good morning, everybody. PSM Kim always say, welcome to EMP. Okay, let us pray before we read the Bible. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful day. We can wake up early, come to your house, listen to your voice, and talk to you through prayer. We pray that Holy Spirit come among us so we have good communication with you and we know your will in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let us open Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Only one verse. I repeat again. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Brother and sister, I want to tell you that this sentence is part of what we always say, Lord's Prayer. Yeah. But sometimes, I think we use a wrong definition for this part. It's more acceptable if we say disciple prayer, not Lord's Prayer. Because this is the prayer that Jesus teaches to disciple. That is why I said, this is disciple prayer. Why Jesus teaches this prayer to disciple? Because at that time, Jesus' disciple come to him and said, Lord, teach us prayer. So it is common for the rabbi at that time to teach their disciple prayer. If you see in the Bible, sometimes Jesus say something to the rabbi, to the Pharisee, because they use prayer to show off their spirituality. Sometimes they pray in the corner of road. Jewish people almost same with Muslim people. They have prayer time, and when the time come out, whenever they must pray. And sometimes they have no good motivation. So, for example, they know prayer start at 12 at synagogue. They must come before 12. But they set the time, so when 12 o'clock, they are not arrived. So in the corner of road, so they pray like that. Just want to tell and show to the people that I am a spiritual man. But Jesus teaches about prayer is a communication. Communication that can bring us to know the will of God. That is why when disciples come to Jesus and say, Teacher, Lord, teach us prayer, then Jesus gives this principle of prayer. This is not a formula, but this is a principle. That means, in this six verse, we can know what should we do when we pray. One of them is, when we pray, we always hope, your kingdom come, your will be done, as on earth as it is in heaven. I think every Christian must know what is this sentence meaning. You know, when I was leading a church at Jakarta, we have prayer group, and then when we sit down together, and then I ask 1, 2, 3, okay, now I won't pray for you. What is your prayer request? One said, pray for my healthy. The other said, pray more for my healthy. Okay, 1 week is okay. Next week, I ask them again, pray for my healthy. And then I look at to him. What? Last week, you asked me to pray for your healthy. This week, you say the same, pray for my healthy. Are you sick? No. And why? Your prayer request only pray for your healthy. You never make prayer to see something in your life. Brother and sister, what is your prayer request? What is the content of your prayer when you come in this morning? The Bible tells us when we pray, one of the most important is your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is this sentence meaning? Your kingdom come, your will be done. If we open the Bible, we can see that God's kingdom planning only three. One is creation, second is redemption, and the third is glorification. Creation already happened. We see on the book of Genesis. Redemption is already done in Jesus Christ. We are waiting for glorification. I like to use English tenses to say these three words. I said creation is past tense. Something happened. Redemption is present tense and present continuous tense. Why I say present tense? Something happened and still happened. Still happened, that means redemption is happened to new believer. So I say present continuous tense. But glorification, I use present continuous tense and future tense. Present continuous tense, I mean now we are glorified God. But in future, the complete of glorification. So this is God's kingdom plan. Creation, redemption, and glorification. Jesus said, on earth it is in heaven. If we see this plan on heaven, I say already done. Because God is eternal, so no limit by time. Creation, redemption, and then glorification already done on heaven. Why I say like this? You see in the book Revelation, let us open and see one verse, for example. Revelation chapter 4. Verse 9 and 11. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. How do you picture this sentence? This sentence is talk about glorification of Christ. Something happened. And then verse 11, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you create all things, and by your will they exist and were created. This is glorification and already happened in heaven. Now, Jesus teaches the disciples when they pray. They pray that your kingdom come, your will done as in heaven, as in earth in heaven. That means we want to bring this kingdom, this glorification, this will into the earth. Let me tell you one thing. You with and without, you come or not come, you do or you do not do, God's kingdom already done in heaven. That means when God asks you to pray like this, that means He wants you and me join in God's plan. He wants you join in share His glorification. That is why Paul said at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Let's see Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for the good works which God prepared beforehand and that we should walk in them. God created us and then God wants us as His co-worker. Your kingdom is come. That means God want us join with Him in spare kingdom in this world. Brother and sister, sometimes we lose our focus when we live in the world. That is why I always remember why when Rick Warren write the book, The Purpose of Driven Life, bestseller in America, also in around the world. And then the first sentence he wrote, life is not about you, but life is about God. And when the people say, read the book, oh, shock. For me, this is not something new. This is already done right in the Bible. But why American people shock and then people around the world shock? Oh, what happened with my life? Life is not about you, but life is about God. So many people call them a believer, but they not live according God's will. One day, 24 hour. 1 week, 7 days. 1 year, 365 days. They live, they're so busy, but they never think about God. They just do something routine, something happen daily, but they never put it in God's plan. If we live like this kind of living, then I want to say and tell you, you will lose. Why? Because thy kingdom is done, thy will is done, with or without you. If God today call you to join, this is our privilege. This is a blessing for us. When I prepare this message, I have some illustration. I see, like, you know, who is the famous picture? Leonardo da Vinci. For example, Leonardo da Vinci draw a picture very beautiful, and then Matt come to him, and then Leonardo want to put Matt face to the picture. With or without mad face, the picture is $100 million. But Leonardo want to put his face in that picture. You want it?
Sure.
Yeah. Put your face in that picture. So Leonardo can say, with or without your face, my picture is $100 million. For Matt, when his face put in that picture, is a privilege. It's a blessing for Matt. This is the illustration. With or without you, thy kingdom come. Why I said like this? If thy kingdom not come, then know the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is show us that thy kingdom is come. When we pray thy kingdom is come on earth, that means we want God use us to join in spare the kingdom of God on earth. That is why I very, very like with Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first thy kingdom and righteousness. I know when we do it, we feel tired, boring, and everything. I live in Indonesia and come to Hong Kong. In one side, I like Hong Kong. In other side, I miss Indonesian. In one side, I like Hong Kong. I never feel traffic jam. In Jakarta, crazy. Traffic jam, everything like that. In one side, I like Hong Kong because I don't like corruption. In Indonesia, when you do something, money, money, money. But in other side, I miss Indonesian. Why? Because I have no man friend in Hong Kong. All women. Congregation. Then I cannot make friends so deeply with them. I cannot share my heart to them. If I share my heart to them, then they share their heart to me. Then problem. So every day, after finish working, I go back to my home and then prepare dinner. Sometimes I go a fitness search for fitness and then wait till tomorrow again. But one thing, I believe that I do something that's very, very important. I'm building God's kingdoms through my life. So that is why in the morning I'm very exciting. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Every week come to the office from Tuesday till Saturday. Prepare everything. Because I know what I'm done is something important. So I encourage you, when you pray that thy kingdom is come. Come not through other people, but come to your life. And you must remember, this is a privilege for us. With or without you, thy kingdom is come. If today God call you to join, this is a privilege. So don't stop. Make good focus, like Paul said. We read this first as a closing of Philippians chapter 3. Verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. I press toward this few weeks, I press cardia to more practice in violin. Why? Because next 2 weeks, cardia will join violin competition. And I said to her, if you just want to come at that competition, it's okay. You play once a week. But if you want to be a winner, you must play every day. And then I don't have a good ear, so I don't know good music and bad music. For me, all music is good. So I don't know she play good or bad. So I asked her mom to hear, and her mom said, this week is better than last week. That means next week is better than this week. Every day she play. This I call press toward. We must press ourselves toward for glorification. So at that time, glorification come with us. Amen. Let us pray. When we use this quiet time, we think, what kind of Thy kingdom come through our life? And then we ask ourselves, what I have done to bring Thy kingdom through our life?
Let's pray for today, the prayer focus. The focus mission is from on the screen, Mexico, Japan, Nagoya, Thailand, and NK. Let's pray as the heaven is on earth, the kingdom of God for this country, that people are living out the kingdom of God. People are seeking first His kingdom and righteousness. Let Lizzie come share up, and also the brother sister who are serving there now. Also, let's pray for the Luas and SP youth. They are the next generation. So let's pray that the teachers and also students be really blessed by God, and God's wisdom be pouring out over them as they continue to grow and walk in the Lord. Also, pray for the house church this week, the Kennedy House Church, PP and Conduit. Praying for the word that come to mind is agape, is the unconditional love of God, and also the love for one another. So pray they have a wonderful fellowship time and really experience God's love and each other, the love from each other. Finally, also, let's continue to pray for the as we move. We start the fast and prayer training for a couple of weeks already. Let's pray that, people who are on the training and also the people in the congregation continue to press in for prayer for God's visions for SP and how it's going to plan out. Father God, we just come before you, Lord, and I just want to give thanks to you, Lord, for this morning message. You know, yesterday you reminded us, you know, the spiritual growth at different stage. Today you reminded us the purpose of all. You know, the purpose is you, God, and it's not us. It is your kingdom, it's not our glory. It is your glory and not ours. Lord, that, you know, at the beginning, we probably see that, you know, we want your kingdom come. We pray the Lord's Prayer, the disciple prayer with our heart. And along the way, sometimes we lost focus. Along the way, we got hurt and hurt people. Along the way, we got influenced by other people and we no longer hold that childlike faith, looking at that goalpost that you have for us. Father, I just ask, Lord, that, you know, come to do your work in us, Lord. You know, for those that, you know, things I've mentioned or, you know, the crown that we're supposed to lay to your feet, Lord, help us to reflect, you know, throughout the day, throughout, you know, continue as we journey in this journey with you, Lord, how we can live out that kingdom on earth, how we can come before you, and the crown that we lay down is the one that to your pleasing, Lord. Father, come into our life, Lord. Come and hold our hands, because a lot of time we stumble and you pick us up. Sometimes it's our brother and sister. So Father, give us that compassion from you. Give us that vision from you, because without that vision, we don't know where we're heading, Lord. So this morning, Father, speak to us. Speak to each one of us. Also, Lord, that I also ask you to, you know, not just give us the vision that you give us to us, but also show us the visions that you've given to our fellow brother and sister, so that we be the one to activate them, so that we be the one to walk with them together in unity. Although we're so different, we're coming to that kingdom purposes, Lord, that righteousness that you want us to seek. Thank you, Lord. Continue to guide my brother and sister throughout the day, Lord. Bless their heart and bless their footsteps as they continue to walk. Thank you, Lord. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.